Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 18. Paul's prayer. The hope. This is what he says. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you. The hope to which God has called the believer. The believer has been called. He's been called out of Adam, out of the world, out of darkness, into Christ, into light, out of hopelessness, into hope. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you. As I say, the unbeliever is in a hopeless condition. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. Without God, devoid of righteousness, far off from God, without hope in the world. Whatever the unbeliever may say about himself, an unbeliever is listening to me, you may cry out in opposition to what I'm saying. You may say you have much hope. You have no hope at all. You have no expectation. You have no confidence. You have no assurance in eternal life and eternal bliss. Or you say you have, then it's misplaced. Outside of Christ there is no hope. Only in Christ is there salvation. And you, by definition, are an unbeliever. Anyway, Paul is writing to believers here. And this is what he says to them. I pray also for you. And my brothers and sisters in Christ, this is his prayer for us. And surely it should be our prayer for ourselves and for others too. That the eyes of our heart may be enlightened in order that we may know, that I may know, that you may know, the hope to which God has called us. Now, hope today has become a much debased word. In fact, it's almost, well, I say, was opposite to what it really means here. Paul is not using 21st pagan speak when he talks about luck. You know, crossing your fingers. Some hope. Well, not with my luck anyway. I won't get it. All that kind of hopelessness, really. This kind of despair, this last ditch reliance upon what? Some kind of superstition, crossing your fingers. No. He's not using 21st pagan speak. He's using New Covenant speak. What do I mean? He's talking about confidence, certain assurance, expectation. These are the words you must put here. Certainty, assurance, confidence, expectation. There's no doubt about it. Hope does not mean, oh, it may be so, I hope so. No, no, no. This is an absolute certainty. Now, the only doubt about this verse is, what exactly is Paul praying for? When he says, I pray that you may know the hope to which he has called you. God has called you by his grace, not only generally in the gospel, but effectually by his Spirit. And he's called you to a living faith in the Lord Jesus. Now, what has he called you to? And the truth is here, what do I want you to know? What am I praying for? Is it that you know the hope in the sense you understand it, you appreciate it, you begin to comprehend it? Is that the meaning of know here? The hope itself? Or is he speaking of the experience, the feeling, the living of it, the enjoyment of it? I believe it is both. 1 Peter 3, verse 15. The worldling will see the believer and ask him for a reason for the hope that is in him. In other words, the believer knows something but is enjoying it and it's showing. Now, this is what I want. This is what Paul is praying for. 1 Peter 3, verse 15. He's praying for this, that we might, brother and sister, know and understand what it is God has called us to. What is laid up for us, what we are expecting, what we are assured of, that we may know this. But more than just know it, we might begin to experience it and taste it and enjoy it and that it will show in our lives. That heaven and glory and eternity and bliss may be there for us, and we may understand something of it, more of it, but it may actually come down to us, and we may taste it now. We've been called out of Adam into Christ, out of the world into the Lord Jesus, and we have hope now. The unbeliever is without hope, without any expectation. He has no eternal joy to look forward to. How can he enjoy it now? His joys are material, and these are all fading and will pass away. They will crumble into dust. Can I give you a personal experience? 21 years ago, just over now, I was preaching through Galatians, and one Sunday morning I was preaching in Galatians 5, and I'd reached verse 5. We eagerly await the hope, and so on. We are eagerly awaiting the hope by faith, yes, looking forward to it. That was on the Sunday morning. On the Friday morning, my wife, who was in the congregation that Sunday morning, died. And it came to me. She only had to wait 4 or 5 days. We are eagerly awaiting. I've waited 21 years longer. Eagerly awaiting. Notice the eager. Expecting the hope. Confidently assured that it will come. So it's knowing about it. It's wanting it. But it's experiencing it and enjoying it now. And Paul prays for this. My brother and sister, in your office today, in your home, in those lonely days and hours, in those difficulties and trials, may God bless us with the sense and the felt sense and the enjoyment of the glorious expectation we have in Christ, the hope we have. An unbeliever, come into the Lord Jesus, and you too can pass from hopelessness and darkness into the light and the hope of the gospel. Can I just read this hymn to you? It doesn't contain everything, and it's not altogether sums up all that we should know, but it has a wonderful spirit about it. Good hope through grace the saints possess, the fruit of Jesus' righteousness, and by his Spirit given. Faith eyes the promise firm and sure, and hope expects for evermore to dwell with Christ in heaven. Good hope is born of sovereign grace, and lives in Jesus' righteousness, with faith and peace and love. What faith believes, good hope desires, and after perfect bliss aspires in the bright world above. All through the wilderness below, good hope expects more good to know, and thus is kept alive the soul that many a trial bears, and conflicts hard with doubts and fears, till joy and peace arrive. When gloomy death in dread array appears to call the saint away, faith looks beyond the flood. And when the soul to march prepares, good hope sends out her fervent prayers and dies in peace with God. Paul says, I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know what it is and experience what it is now. Know the hope to which he has called you. May God bless us with this sense and enjoyment of the glorious believer's hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. May we enjoy it today and always.